Good morning, everyone. It's great to have such a fantastic crowd here. Everybody's obviously full of energy, and we've got a fantastic program this morning to go through. So my name's Alan Davies. I'm Director of Digital at the Innovation Agency, the Northwest Coast HSN. It's my pleasure today to chair this morning's session. As those of you who've come along will, I'm sure, be aware, the theme today is care closer to home. And given the challenges we face as society, given the challenges we face with our demographics, I can't think of a better subject to go through. This is the 19th of these fantastic events. Incredible, isn't it? And we've got a proud track record of holding them, linking innovative organisations with real need within our area. For the purposes of today, we've chosen to focus on two particular parts of that care closer to home agenda: point of care testing, which we'll hear from first, and then secondly, video consultation, which is an emerging area of need as well. I thought before I start, and I was thinking about this, I had a conversation with an old friend of mine on Friday. I was away on holiday, and she's an ex-nurse. And we got into a fantastic argument, fantastic in an interesting sense, around the need for some of this technology. And it was really interesting because she's clearly somebody that spent 20 or 30 years in the NHS and has very strong views and was quite cynical, actually, of this whole area in terms of the need and what it could do. So I'm going to bear that in mind myself when we hear what we're talking about today. Let's just see how far we've come in terms of providing integrated solutions to some of the challenges that we face. But in thinking about that and preparing, I thought I would read a little bit from the long-term plan. And please forgive me for those who've gone through it forwards, backwards, and sideways, all 136 pages. I haven't, but it's nice to revisit it from time to time, just to see what it says. And let me just read you. So from the NHS long-term plan that was published in January, under 1.43, digital-enabled primary and outpatient care will go mainstream across the NHS. This is what it says. Digital technology will provide convenient ways for patients to access advice and care. For patients and staff, the starting point is interoperability of data and systems. And for those of us who understand this area, we have something called Share to Care, which is one of the Wave 2 local health and care record exemplars, which is moving very nicely. I understand we are able to publish records now between Lancs and South Cumbria and Cheshire and Mersey using XCA. But that's for another conversation. But interoperability is at last happening. Then, building on progress already made on digitising appointments and prescriptions, a digital NHS front door through the NHS app will provide advice, check symptoms, and connect people with healthcare professionals, including through telephone and video consultations. Who's got the NHS app in the room now? Let's have a quick look. Ooh, a few people, not as many yet. It's available now on the Android and apps library. Just doing my quick sales pitch. And in July, which is what we're in now, all practices in the country should be enabled to provide the capability to book appointments, to do your repeat prescriptions, and hey, amazingly, even access a summary of our primary care records and actually recognise and look at our information. So all of that, which has been described as visionary, is now becoming a fact. We will continue to invest in the NHS.uk platform so that everyone can find helpful advice and information regarding their conditions. As technology advances, we will also trial the use of innovative devices such as smart inhalers for better patient care and remote monitoring of conditions. We will also continue to support the development of apps and online resources to support good mental health and enable recovery. So that's one tiny piece, or one paragraph, if you like, out of the NHS long-term plan. It does say by 2023 and 2024, every patient in England will be able to access a digital-first primary care offer, which is obviously very important. And then just regarding supporting health and care professionals, I'm going to read from 5.16 within the NHS long-term plan. The information technology revolution in the NHS also needs to make it a more satisfying place for our staff to work. At present, too much of the technology in the NHS is a burden on our staff, slow to log in, clunky to use, and unreliable in moments of crisis. We will ensure that health and care professionals have the tools they need to efficiently deliver safe and effective patient care, and require vendors to meet usability standards to match those we expect in the rest of our lives. We will enable staff to capture all health and care information digitally at the point of care and optimise clinical processes to reduce administrative burden. We will support the workforce to develop the digital skills that they need to make effective use of these tools and mobile access to digital services to allow health and care workers to work more flexibly. So there's a very clear mandate in our newly published NHS long-term plan for what we're going to talk about today. So I'm looking forward to hearing from our speakers, and I want to just quickly skim over the agenda. So we, in a little while, in a minute or two, when I finish rabbiting on, we're going to hear from Una Davey. Where's Una? Una. Una's over that side, thank you, from ECH Alliance. And Una's going to talk a little bit about how far we've come in terms of partnering and working together across not just this country, but other countries to deliver this kind of technology. I'm really pleased to have Philip Edwards here. As a lived patient, thank you very much for coming along. It's so important to hear the patient voice in this and to get the practicalities of how it actually works and how it can transform lives. Philip and I are going to do a little double act. He's going to be smart, I'm going to be silly. But we'll have a conversation about how he's used the technology and how it's helped his life. So I'm looking forward to having that after we've heard from Una. Really privileged to have my friend Dr. Masood Nazir, who's a GP. He's also the Associate CIO for Primary Care Digital Transformation Programs with NHSX. He's one of my go-to people when I want to talk about primary care at national level. So really great to have Masood up. Thank you, Masood, for coming. Then we're going to move on, and Terry Whaley is going to talk to us, Director of Delivery at Cheshire and Mersey HCP, and he's going to talk a little bit about the need and the opportunity within Cheshire and Mersey, so looking forward to hearing that. And after that, we're going to hear from Dr. Michael Myers, who's a consultant clinical biochemist at Lancashire Teaching Hospitals, who's going to talk about some of the interesting opportunities around pathology and how that can be worked, and I'm looking forward to hearing from Martin around that. And then lastly, before we have a break at 11:30, another friend of mine, George Crooks, who's come down from Scotland today from the Digital Health and Care Innovation Centre, is going to talk about how Scotland are moving ahead in this particular area. So we've got a really broad talent of individuals, really, who are going to share with us their perspectives around the subject initially of point of care. Following the 11:30 break, we're then going to move on to hear from my friend Chris Mimner, who I saw popping in. Where's Chris? He's somewhere around here. Yeah, there he is at the back. And Chris is brilliant. He's going to talk to us about the practicalities of providing video consultation or reconsultation and how that's worked with his practice. Maybe debunk some of the myths we've got around GP at hand and all the rest of it. So Chris is great. He's going to talk to us about that. And then finally, before we get on to our five-minute showcases, we have a brief presentation from Wayne Kirkham, Primary Care Senior Programme Manager, NHS England, NHS Improvement here in Preston. Really looking forward to hearing how Wayne and around some of the innovations within this particular area that we have around GP primary care. And then, as I say, these fantastic innovators and innovations here are going to have a little chance to give us a sense of what they can provide to support the needs that are coming through. So hopefully that all makes sense. Really excited about it, really looking forward to going through the day. So enough from me, let's kick off and get moving.